carves out highways through the sea. And I've seen its power unravel bows right in front of me. Yeah. Well, there's a faith that stands to fight. It sends Goliath to his knees. And I've seen his praise unravel shine right off my feet.
Come on.
'Cause that's the power of your name. In just a mention makes a way. Giants fall and strongholds break, and there is healing. And that's the power that I claim. It's the same that rolled the grave. And there's no power like the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah.
A power like the name. Come on, there's a hope.
Oh, there's a hope that calls out courage.
When I get to lead that song in worship. That's music from Hillsong with That's the Power. I'm Andy Christman. Thanks for joining me today for worship. My special guest is Jordan Howerton, who's the worship pastor at Christ Church of the Valley in Arizona. I love when this church has brand new music, and they've got a new EP called Hollow. And one of the questions I wanted to ask Jordan while I had him here was, how do they make sure that they get the right theology in the music that they produce?
Oh, I love that question. Yeah, we say here, and it's not new to us. We've adopted the phrase take home theology. That's what we're a part of doing. You know, when I was a kid, I learned my ABCs not by reciting them, but by singing them. And when melody combined with truth, it's stuck. And so we believe in that deeply. So we always want to make sure that we are biblically sound in what it is that we're singing as a church. We don't just want to lean into emotion and use emotional phrases only, but we want to find the stability of some of these prayers in the Word of God and make sure that it is the foundation for what it is that we're sensing. And so we'll go to the Psalms, we'll go to the Gospels, we'll go to wherever it is that these topics are, you know, derived from, and be able to find where does the Word of God influence this thing that we're experiencing, or how does the Word of God actually give us voice or phrases to be able to express the season that we're in right now, this downward season, this feeling of being overwhelmed or anxiety, or this season of, man, we have so much joy and God, we just can't keep it in. We gotta praise you. Where in the Psalms does it talk about that? Or through the Gospels, how do people engage with Jesus and excited to share the goodness of who he is? And so we want to always put what it is that we're praying and combine that or bounce it against the Word of God and say, how can that be stabilized? Because my emotions are fleeting. And they're actually a really bad compass for what it is that my spirit needs to sing. But the Word of God never, never is flawed. It always brings fruit. And so we want to make sure that that is the stability and the foundation of what it is that we're praying.
Yeah. I resolve to know nothing but you crucified. Somehow in this room right now, it is enough. The weight of the world, too much for the souls of men. But somehow you hold it all upon the cross. Resolve to die, scarlet flowing from your hands inside. Covenant is sealed and ratified. You knew the cost. As the darkness fell and the temple curtain tore, the death I deserved, you made yours upon the cross.
Ephesians chapter 3 says, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, with whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God." Let's continue to sing and tell the story of this wonderful thing that Jesus has done for us. I'm Andy Christman, and this is Worship.